What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, y'all. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in live, outies, if it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or your favorite podcasting application, or maybe over there at thecrabdiving.com. Don't you know? However, wherever, whenever, people, when I lived in Wisconsin, that's some of the local denizens.
You know, that's
spoke.
That, yeah. Sometimes I think that's how South Park people sound, but that's not the case.
It's not that, you know, it's, South Park is Colorado.
Right.
The Wisconsin people, some of them have a little more of the Norwegian, you know, where they start talking like this.
I can't even do it. You know, get in the basement.
A guy I worked with at the hotel used to say, you go down to the stop and go light there.
You know,
you turn left at the stop and go light.
Right. Not to embrace my inner hacky comic, but goddamn, that's the funniest, like, pillow talk ever. Why don't you? I can't even do it. Like, dirty talking and that, like.
Oh, yeah, faster. Oh, yeah, fuck me harder. Oh, yeah.
God,
oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, do it like that.
Jesus. Does that porn hashtag exist? I mean, what would that be?
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
You know, the Norwegian or the whatever accent that is. Minnesota, Fargo, Wisconsin.
I mean, probably. There's probably some fucked up niche market. Yeah.
Cheesehead porn, I think.
You know, there's a website for everything, so.
I'm sorry. People are getting beaten to death in Hong Kong by police, and I'm fucking talking about stupid shit. God.
Thanks for joining us. I think we may have dropped in and out. Listen to us. If you're listening live, go back and listen to the podcast, because you just missed some northern Wisconsin porn.
Oh, yes. Right, right.
Imitations.
Hey. You never answered me. Am I allowed to post that?
No.
You don't think that's funny?
Well, I mean, it's kind of funny. It's, I don't know.
It's indulging in the conspiracy theory and the bullshit, right?
Yes.
God, I think. I know. Okay, you're right. I just saw it and I thought.
It is funny, though.
If you want to know what we're talking about, you have to come over. I have to show it to you on my computer.
Yeah, right. Bonus for members only.
Well, don't you come over.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and goddamn, this shit in Hong Kong is crazy. I mean,
there's a lot of there's a lot of crazy going on in Hong Kong, and shit going on in Russia too.
They're
protesting. It's kind of worldwide right now. There's all kinds of, the earth is a tinderbox, and all it's gonna take is one Trumpian fuck up, and we're in World War III. I mean, this is the I'm not the hyperbolic ninny type,
right,
but this is kind of how the atmosphere was feeling. I don't know. Let's talk around the turn of the century,
right.
The 1900s, when right before some Archduke Ferdinand.
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck knew Archduke Ferdinand?
Who gives a shit about that guy?
Next thing you know, no offense, but, you know, yeah, dude, whatever. Who knows your death would cause World War One?
Honestly, that dude, when was this? The
19
He did some bad shit. You know he did some bad shit. I'm sorry. Way back in the day. It's okay.
He rode around in a carriage. I mean, who knows what... I don't even know what the
Was he in a carriage? He was in a
Wasn't
car.
Wasn't he in a carriage when he was shot?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was the 19 teens. There weren't no cars running around. And...
Shelby, please get the Illuminati on the phone and ask them what really happened.
I don't even know where to go.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
Crazy, dude.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And don't forget, if you want to help us out here, you can go buy shit through Amazon through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Fuck you.
And,
fuck you.
That
fuck
takes
you.
You over to the Amazon there.
Right.
And then we get a little commission for the shit you buy. I mean, the wonderful quality products that you buy.
I'm buying tube socks and batteries.
I may not get that voiceover gig.
Oh, yes. What you buying there?
And
gaseous balls.
Yes.
We appreciate the hell out of it.
Yes.
Yay.
I'm telling you, that Grace and Frankie show is, I will go on record and say that's some of the funniest shit ever. Lily Tomlin is goddamn hilarious. I mean, shit. Yeah. She plays this angry fucking stoner.
Oh, shit. You might want to angle your microphone upward towards your mouth a little bit.
Shelby, see how the microphone is? Please mark this
for
next
time. Right now it's aimed at your chin.
Oh, even right now? Oh, yes. Thanks, intern.
A little higher. There you go.
Ooh. Now you can hear me. He's not in studio today, is he? Is he alive?
Well,
Pat Robertson.
Questionable.
I mean, surely
that's
we would hear
more of
otherwise.
An existential question than a. Let's see what's going on in the old fucking headlines over at the commie pinko liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo.
I'm
not going to play the stupid news thing right now. I'm just over it.
Right.
This is making me insane.
Yes.
Just when I think, well, you know, how much lower can this Trump administration and Trump go?
Well,
every day is a new layer to the onion of fuckitude.
Dude, this guy is a motherfucking fascist, white supremacist wacko.
So it started out with, I guess Trump found out, I'm sure it was on Fox and Friends or something. There was probably a story.
Steve Doofy.
Oh, Mr. President, did you know that Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are going to Israel? Oh, my God.
You know, man, I don't know how much money those fucking traitors over at Fox News made.
A lot of money.
At state-run media. At some point, don't you make enough money? And
who?
The Nazis over at Fox. And they just stop. And they're like, we sold out enough. I got enough money. Oh, goodbye.
Yeah, that's exactly who they are. Hannity. Yeah. I'm done. I'm done lying to people and making an ass out of myself. And, you know, I've made enough money, so I'm gonna go off and whittle.
They're tyrants. They're tyrants.
Well, yeah, they're greedy fuck nuggets.
Yeah, you fuck nuggets, you.
Wank maggots.
Hello, Mr. White Maggot.
So it's, I don't know how this, he must have been like watching the telly or something.
Yes.
Because Lord knows he doesn't do any real fucking work.
Oh, no. On that Happy Meal, baby.
And I'm finding his exact twat.
His twat.
Don't forget we're at Crab Diving.
Oh, yes. And we're at Facebook at Crab Diving.
Yeah, we're on Instagram.
Yes.
If you go to my Instagram, you'll see a whole lot of pictures of Shelby. It's now become the main subject of my Instagram.
There's a great picture of Shelby on Crab Diving's Facebook, too. You got to catch that. She's in action, adjusting the mic.
Yeah, via my face. So Trump tweeted, God, he tweeted a lot today. Jesus fuck. He retweeted Rudy.
Oh
he
boy.
Retweeted Greta Van Susteren.
Oh, lovely.
Who retweeted John Bolton. What a
God.
What a fucking shit sandwich that is. Trump, who Greta and Bolton.
In the shit follows John fucking Bolton on Twitter. What does that old fuck have to say?
Then he retweeted someone.
Yes.
Let's see if you can guess who this is.
Okay.
It's a duo. He retweeted and said, two great entertainers, and more importantly, great people. Check out their show.
It is not Diamond and Silk. It is not Diamond and Silk.
Is your guess it's Diamond and Silk, or are you saying it's not Diamond and Silk?
It sounds like he could be, he might be sarcastic, but I don't think so. I think he really likes these people, right?
I would lean in that direction.
Okay, I think it's Diamond and Silk.
You are correct, sir.
Bam! All day, baby! Boy, that's depressing, though. Shit.
But he retweeted Diamond and Silk, who tweeted, Billings, Montana, get your tickets now before they're all gone. They're doing a live show in Billings, fucking Montana.
I've been there. I've been to Billings. And I think it's the conservative part of Montana. And I think they'll do just fine. But I mean, you know, it's a weird fucking city, man. I mean, it's not necessarily a metropolis, but it kind of is because, you know, it's in Montana.
The fact that they're tweeting this means that nobody's buying tickets.
Right.
Get your tickets now before they're gone.
Oh, shit. They're not gone yet.
On August 24th, you can see them in New York.
What do they do?
Their Chit Chat tour.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know,
Irvine, California on September 21st, Orlando here in Florida.
What the fuck are they playing? 5th. Okay. What are they playing in Irvine?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Fuck you.
October 26th, storming here in.
Oh, jeez. It really is.
The panhandle right now in case we get knocked out. It's the fucking weather.
Global warming.
Dallas, Texas, November 23rd. Get your tickets today.
Yes. I mean, how long is the show? Does it say?
I don't have that information.
How much are tickets?
I don't have that much.
How much are tickets, though? You got it. No.
You know what's stupid? They don't link to it.
I want to know how. That's got to be. I mean, I'm going to guess that these fucking lunatics are charging $30-something a pop. 30-something, right?
Oh, God. In Billings, Montana?
Do you think Diamond and Silk is going all the way out to Montana to make $500? It must be $30. And I bet they're doing the biggest venue in town. Oh, how disgusting. Oh my God. We're disgusting people.
Oh my God.
How much?
Okay, well, Billings isn't that bad.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. I'm going to take a sip of coffee. Do not say how much. I'm not spit-taking over the board. Okay, go ahead.
Billings, Montana. I don't know that this is necessarily the largest venue in Billings. They will be at the Doubletree Inn.
It might.
By Hilton Hotel. In Billings.
We're in a conference room? We're in a conference room. Oh, my God.
General seating.
Yes.
$25.
Holy shit. God, that's a lot.
VIP seating.
Oh, boy. To do what?
$50.
Meet them? To meet them?
$50 is VIP seating.
Well, wait. I go to VIP. I don't meet Diamond and Silk.
No.
What do I do?
Well, wait.
What do I do there?
You spend $100 more and you get VIP.
I meet them for $100
Reserve
more.
Special upfront seating, meet, greet, and take a professional photo with Diamond and Silk.
My God. You guys. You guys. You know, that's what they do. That's a big industry, though. These famous people, they go out and they sell their photograph, you know, with whoever. They usually have
that's
a price.
Why I, that's one of the reasons I can't handle these cons, the like Gen Con or intended.
No, you can't handle them. These people clean the fuck up, and you could handle it if that was something
do. Since I'm not in that position, I mean, if I was a red shirt that died somewhere, I'd be, fuck yeah, I'd be signing autographs.
Oh, yeah.
When I went to Pensacon, each time I went through the area where the celebs, and
yes,
I use that in some cases with quotes around it, but when the celebrities are signing autographs and shit,
yeah,
and it just saddened me.
Right. Pensacon, though, I will say Pensacon is very cool because you can. There's a bar in the hotel next door where they all stay. I think it's the Grand.
That's great. That's a great hotel. Yeah, bar.
So much fun. Go there late at night after every day of Pensacon. You see all these people getting wasted, and it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, the celebs that are, that's where they're staying.
And then everybody's in their outfits.
That's it's not like, where Shatner stayed.
Oh, yes. I of course.
Seriously?
Okay, name a nicer hotel.
Well, that's true.
I mean, maybe.
You don't think he got the fuck out of Pensacola?
He stayed at the Back Porch Days Inn where I do comedy. Just kidding.
So reserve special on Front City, meet, greet, take a professional photo, $150.
Damn.
Limited amount of VIP tickets available.
Shut
that's
the fuck up.
A lie.
Bullshit.
That is a lie.
That's funny, though. That's funny. Hey, limited VIP seating to watch the Crabs live. You can sit. You can sit with
VIP.
Shelby. You can sit with Shelby in the studio for $1,000.
Limited amount. There's
no, it's limited.
It's not. We would be sitting outside if there were more people.
We will have... Don't make. I'm not gonna make a bad joke or anything like that. It's gonna be. Never mind. Let's say we make it more crowded than
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I'll defer to your wisdom.
Set it inside my brain.
Now in New York City.
Yes.
If you want to see them at the New York Marriott Marquis.
In downtown New York? In New York City.
It's in Manhattan, sure.
I can understand Billings with these two, I guess.
It's in the theater district.
What night of the week is this?
Near Midtown.
Okay.
That is Saturday, August 24th.
At night? Like at night? Like going out at New York City at night?
Doors open at 4 p.m.
Okay. That's still...
Oh, VIP. Apparently they do their shit before their show.
Oh, yes.
You VIP up with them.
Right.
Pre-show. Then they go do their show and get the fuck out.
I was about to say, they want to leave as soon as they fucking can. See, you do the VIP before, you have a hard out. You're like, I got to do my show.
I got to go do my
afterwards,
show. Bye-bye. Right, right.
You know what I mean?
That's why they have a limited number of VIP tickets available.
We're going to do this. That's the format. That's the format.
General admission for New York. Their show is an hour and a half long, 5 to 6:30.
What happens?
And
what the
$90.
General.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's 4 o'clock. You're in New York fucking city at 4 o'clock, and that is what you choose to do with your fucking time. Well, I hate you.
Then you have the evening to go see a Broadway show or something.
God.
You can go see Diamond and Silk from 5 to 6:30, and then go take in. I don't know. Well, no, I was going to say.
What about a museum?
We know they're boycotting Hamilton, so they're not going to go see that.
Oh yes. By the way, could I think what museum? What art museum? What thing could you see in New York City at 4 o'clock that would be, mean more than Diamonds and Silk?
So stop for a moment.
Yes. I mean, this makes me
think about
mad.
Those that are going to go see Diamond and Silk and then think about what museums they're going to go to.
You know, I don't know. I hate the idea of somebody wasting a trip to New York to see these fuck faces. And you know what I liked in New York when I went there years ago, the last time, the real soup Nazi exists from Seinfeld. Yes. And you get the guy, the soup there is so fucking good, man.
That pizza place right by the cellar is great.
Oh,
pizza.
It's delicious. Yes.
VIP admission.
Okay.
Meet Dime. The doors open at 2:30.
Okay.
They're there for an hour.
Okay. You better get there on time.
3 to 4 p.m. Apparently, they take an hour off before their show. They've yes. Go, I don't know, retouch their makeup.
Wait. They meet you.
VIP from 3 to 4. Then the doors open for the main theater at 4, but Diamond and Silk bail, and they come back for their show at 5.
So if I get to VIP, I get an hour with Diamond and Silk, and then what do?
You get to meet them. You get to take a photo. RSVP seating.
Okay.
Chit-chat live.
Right.
And light hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, really?
Or hors d'oeuvres.
Yum.
To pronounce it.
Hey, man. I mean, so I get hors d'oeuvres in that interim.
No, I think you get the light hors d'oeuvre when during the VIP, probably.
Shit, man.
Because the doors to the theater open at 4, so.
Okay.
Why would you open the house an hour before a show?
Do you have a bar?
I was just going to say that. Where
is this? At the Marriott?
New York Marriott Marquis.
They have a bar there. And maybe Diamond and Silk get a cut of whatever liquor sales happen inside. That's why they do it. Those evil fucks. Make a note of that. That's good.
I mean, you got to hand it to them. They found a niche.
I mean, what?
How did they get onto 15 minutes of Diamond and Silk? Yeah.
I. It's like they look at their audience and all they see are udders. It's like, how do I milk thee? I'm going to milk you for every bit of whatever the fuck you have. And then I'm going to send you on your way. $175. VIP. I mean, who the fuck do they think they are? Poison?
So, I don't think even Poison would be. I think Poison's doing bar mitzvahs now.
Signs, there's anything wrong with that. Everywhere the signs.
Back to the story.
Yes.
Israel. So Trump tweeted, that's how we got to it. Is Trump tweeted,
oh, Diamond and Silk,
and
good
I got,
Christ.
I saw something shiny and got distracted. Yes. Trump tweeted, so he, like I said, he must have heard that they were going on this trip to Israel or something.
Ooh, wee wee.
He tweeted, where the fuck? It would show great weakness if Israel allowed Rep Omar and Rep Tlaib to visit. They hate Israel and all Jewish people.
What the fuck?
And there is nothing that can be said or done to change their minds. Minnesota and Michigan will have a hard time putting them back in office. By the way, that's not remotely accurate, according to the polls. They're beloved in their respective constituencies.
God.
They are a disgrace! Exclamation point.
They are disgrace?
Hey.
They are a disgrace. No, I tell you what. I'll vote for Ilhan Omar when she runs for president. Whatever that fucking is. What the fuck? Or Tlaib.
Then he tweets about China a couple of times. Then he tweets, I think this is where he might have been finished himself off on the toilet. The United States is now...
How much for that? Is that VIP seating?
Yeah, that's right. That's hors d'oeuvres, too. The United States is now by far the biggest, strongest, and most powerful economy in the world.
Go bite him.
It is it is not even close.
Yes.
He's waving our big American dick around.
How? You know, I will say, you know, Tlaib had me. Tlaib had me when she said, we are going to impeach that motherfucker. She had me. And Ilhan Omar speaks plainly about how shitty this goddamn president is. Because of that, they
and
got
And then our
me.
Country is full of fucking racists.
Yes.
You know why? Because our country is full of fucking racists.
They're being honest, guys. They're being fucking honest, okay? What the fuck? Yeah, get him.
Just kidding.
So, are you encouraging the intern to bite me?
Trump's finishing himself.
Don't bite my weed shirt. Hey.
Trump is finishing himself off on the toilet.
Vintage. This is vintage. Stop nibbling on my shirt.
Jeez. That's funny.
It is vintage. Kind of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Sure.
Right.
Was it Kush?
The Kush Weed Shop.
The Kush Weed Shop in Venice,
Don't have
California.
That
here. So then apparently Bibi has nothing else to do.
Right.
Bibi Netanyahu.
Ooh, yes.
The crooked, corrupt, under indictment.
Oh.
TB, to remind everyone.
What? He's under indictment.
He is absolutely under indictment. For corruption in Israel.
They must have a justice department that's not like, oh, look at this memo. We have this memo from the dirty ass fucking Nixon administration that says we can't indict our president. Oh no. How are they able to do that shit?
Are you really going to bite your own tail? You're dumb.
Yeah. He's talking to the dog.
So, Bibi then apparently had a meeting with some top Israeli brass.
Top.
And they decided, you know what, he's right. No Israel for you.
Damn.
So the headline says, Israel bars Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib from entering country over BDS support.
Yes.
Boycott. Diversify.
Yes.
And suck yourself.
Right.
Representative. Two of Israel's sharpest critics in Congress have been barred from entering the country ahead of their proposed visit to the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. You know why? Because they probably would have been horrified and appalled.
Yes, of course.
By what's going on. In fact, Representative Tlaib specifically asked if she could go into the occupied territory and visit her family that she has there.
Jesus Christ. So she can't visit her family.
Deputy Foreign Minister Zippy? T-Z-I-P-I? Zippy? Zippy.
Zippy.
Zippy Hotevli.
Oh, I love that.
Said, the decision has been made and the decision is not to allow them to enter.
Jeez.
Israel decided to ban them in response to their support for the pro-Palestinian boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement.
So and suck yourself. Let's be real, though. Are they doing anything illegal or criminal?
Well, no. Well, in Texas, maybe. Or aren't they trying to? There were some bills the Republicans were trying to push through, which I can't even imagine how they're remotely constitutional.
Let me
punish people and corporations for boycotting Israel.
But wait, okay, please explain this to me. I've never understood this. Never.
I don't either.
So let's say a product made in Israel is sold at a convenience store, right? Or who cares?
Okay.
I decide not to buy it because I don't support what Israel does.
I'm not buying the 3-in-1 shower shampoo and conditioner for men.
But who knows?
From Israel.
Right, right.
I will buy the 3-in-1 shower shampoo and conditioner for men.
What if I'm doing it, but I'm just not saying, you know, I'm just choosing not to do that. I'm not saying you're doing it.
Treading on dangerous waters.
I mean, it's really quite wacky. It's quite wacky.
BDS seeks to put economic pressure on Israel to recognize the movement's demands, which include equal rights for Arab Palestinian citizens of Israel and for the country's withdrawal from the occupied territories.
Right, right.
Under Israeli law, supporters of the movement can be denied entry to the country. Oh, what a wonderful democracy they have.
They have that written into law. They have that. They have it written into law. If you try to come into our country, if you hold a certain view, it's not even an action, right?
You can't even come visit.
You can't hold an opinion of a certain. You can't. If you hold this opinion or view, you're not welcome in my fucking country. Wow.
The decision comes after Israel's ambassador, Ron Dermer, the ambassador to us.
Yes.
Said that Tlaib and Omar would be allowed to visit.
Okay. Well,
at the time, he said, out of respect for the U.S. Congress and the great alliance between Israel and America, we would not deny entry to any member of Congress into Israel.
Right.
But then Trump tweeted that it would show great weakness if you let them in. It's a disgrace.
You know, this guy, it's like you want this guy. See, it's we were talking about this just at the beginning of the show. One little weird fucking thing like this, right? One little weird fucking thing like this can start a war.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's a bizarre thing.
It is an affront that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, under pressure from President Trump, would deny entry to representatives of the United States government. Trump's Muslim ban is what Israel is implementing, this time against two duly elected members of Congress. Denying entry into Israel not only limits our ability to learn from Israelis, but also to enter the Palestinian territories. Sadly, this is not a surprise given the public positions of Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has consistently resisted peace efforts, restricted the freedom of movement of Palestinians, limited public knowledge of the brutal realities of the occupation, and aligned himself with Islamophobes like Donald Trump.
Shit. Motherfucker.
Representative Ilhan Omar's official statement.
Right.
As a member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, it is my job to conduct oversight and foreign aid, oversight of foreign aid from the United States of America. Yeah, we send billions of dollars of aid to Israel.
She is,
it is my job to conduct oversight of foreign aid from the United States of America and to legislate on human rights practices around the world. The irony of the only democracy, she put that in quotes.
Right.
In the Middle East, making such a decision is that it is both an insult to democratic values and a chilling response to a visit by government officials from an allied nation.
Wow. See, when you have some diversity in your government, you get some fucking truth every once in a while.
And Rashida Tlaib tweeted a picture. I don't know if this is her grandmother or whatever. This woman right here is my Siti, S-I-T-Y. I don't know if that's, does that mean grandma or auntie or, I don't know.
I don't know.
She deserves to live in peace and with human dignity. I am who I am because of her. The decision by Israel to bar her, her granddaughter, a U.S. congresswoman, is a sign of weakness because the truth of what is happening to Palestinians is frightening.
Yeah. I mean,
Bibi defended his decision in a Facebook post saying no other country respects America
and the American Congress more than the state of Israel.
God.
A week ago, Israel warmly welcomed some 70 Democratic and Republican members of Congress who expressed broad bipartisan support for Israel, which also demonstrated a month ago in a resounding bipartisan vote against BDS in Congress. However, the itinerary of the two congresswomen reveals that the sole purpose of their visit is to harm Israel and increase incitement against it.
Damn.
So they want to go see what the fuck is going on in Palestine.
Oh, yes.
And Bibi's like, nothing to see here. If you got nothing to hide, you cunt, then why not fling the doors open and say, look at this. Nothing going wrong here. Nothing to see.
What is it about these totalitarian wackos?
Right.
They all sound the same, too. They all sound the same. Nobody respects the U.S. Congress more than Israel. And what is it? I mean, and they all have their shit, right? Trump has his weird-ass detention camps. Who the fuck knows what's going on there? Bibi's got his wall. I mean,
Bibi has detention camps.
Yeah.
They just made they just put walls around parts of town
where people live
and turn them into detention camps.
Right.
He said they would consider a humanitarian request from Tlaib to visit her relatives if she, quote, pledges not to act to promote boycotts against Israel during her visit.
God, you're talking about boycotts. This guy, you're talking about violence and oppression against people that their communities have been turned into prisons. Yeah. This is crazy.
I don't see anybody that's saying this is a good idea.
No,
like even people on the right.
Yeah.
Are saying this is not good for Israel either.
Wow.
Like, this makes them look like goose-stepping fascist fuckwads, you know, that Bibi's party is.
But don't they want this?
And he had to powder his hole for the crazy right-wingers in Israel to try to cobble together a government because the middle left him.
If it's a day when he has to powder his hole, I guarantee you BB has that marked on the calendar.
He
gotta make my supplies, and I gotta be flexible.
Nancy Pelosi said the decision is deeply disappointing.
Well,
Israel's denial of entry to Congresswoman Tlaib and Omar is a sign of weakness beneath the dignity of the great state of Israel. The president's statements about the congresswomen are a sign of ignorance and disrespect. And beneath the dignity of the office of the president.
Have you helped? Nancy, have you helped?
Oh.
I mean, you know what I mean.
We even have...
you remember what she said about Ilhan Omar?
You'll be amazed by this.
Yes.
This tweet. I disagree 100% with representatives Tlaib and Omar on Israel and am the author of the anti-BDS bill we passed in the Senate. But denying them entry into Israel is a mistake. Being blocked is what they really hoped for all along in order to bolster their attacks against the Jewish state.
Who the fuck is that?
That is one of our senators here in Florida, little Marco Rubio fun party boy.
So he wrote the bill that said you're not allowed to boycott Israel, right? From our state.
Yes, apparently.
Marco, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, ring in, stop over and explain to us, explain to me what you mean.
And then listen to this bullshit. Being blocked is what they really hoped for all along.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, look, that's what they hoped for, that you would block them.
Hey, Marco, you're a disgrace. You're a fucking disgrace with the gun violence in your goddamn state. What the fuck?
So that's little Marco.
Wow.
Ringing in.
Wow.
Disagreeing with the action for the wrong reason, of course, not because it's just the utter wrong thing to do, but because he thinks it gives them more publicity.
Yeah.
Which it does.
Yes. And
it is a big fail.
Yeah, it is.
On the part of the Israelis. These right wingers are scum on all sides of the planet.
Yes.
And they're overstepping, and I really think they underestimate how pissed off people are getting. Look at Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Look at Russia. They're dragging people away and beating the shit out of them, and more people show up.
Yeah. I mean, that Hong Kong shit is unreal.
Yeah.
At
some point,
people
are occupying
an airport. How did they get organized to decide they're going to take that airport?
Probably the TikTok or the Snapchat or the
what's the dog want, man?
She's literally resting her head on the mic stand.
Shelby.
Staring at me.
Shelby. Do you know that? Do you think she understands that we're doing something?
No.
You speak into the microphone and then it goes out.
No,
she doesn't understand that. You don't have that concept.
No.
What an intern.
It's like, why are these assholes yelling?
Yeah.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPost. Israel has barred Omar and Rashida Tlaib, and I really think that these horrific people are in their death throes, and they kind of know it, and they're just flailing desperately.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
This is not a smart move. But I mean, BB, for all you want to say about him, he's corrupt as fuck, but he's a savvy politician.
So why do this?
Why would you do something like this?
Is he panicking? He is indicted.
Well, yeah.
I mean, could he go to jail?
Yeah.
What's wrong with our government that we can't arrest? We can't even. To me, the story is Israel can indict their goddamn premier, president, what the fuck ever, and we can't do jack fucking shit. And this shit's going on right in front of our fucking face. That makes me nuts.
Our great farmers know how important it is to win on trade. They will be the big winners. Meanwhile, what? Story upon story is how Trump has pretty much lost the farmers.
Dude, it's like
they've been fucked for too long.
What is it about Republicans that they like to leave office with the country in flames? You remember I don't know if you remember George W. Bush. He came after the first fuck face.
I kind of remember that, yeah.
The auto industry was fucked, right?
We had a recession.
The banking industry was fucked. So what is Trump doing? Is he just fucking everything?
Well, he's going for the whole world.
I mean, he's going to fuck our agriculture. He fucked the agriculture up, right? That's fucked up with these fucking tariffs.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Putin is rubbing whipped cream on his nipples and dancing naked in the forest in glee over what's happening in the world.
We really need, I know what they can do is limited because of Mitch, the bitch, Moscow Mitch, Cocaine Mitch. Is he going to have another nickname before all this bullshit is over?
I hope.
God, I hope it's like,
it was Mitch the bitch.
I hope it's Cum Dumpster Mitch or something like that. That'd be great. I forgot my fucking point. I just hope the world doesn't blow up before these assholes are done flaming out.
He must have realized that he's not getting the press he wanted about Omar and Tlaib, because then he tweeted, "Representatives Omar and Tlaib are the face of the Democrat Party, and they hate Israel!" Exclamation point.
God, you know, I got to tell you, I like them being the face of the Democratic Party, but they don't hate Israel, you simpleton. And you know they don't, you fucking racist.
All the stories about how the economy is not looking good.
Yes.
He's losing his mind. That's what a lot of the behind-the-scenes stories are saying of, you know, these staffers that are squealing are saying that he's losing it because of the economy. And he knows that if the economy doesn't do well, that he's really fucked.
So then the only thing he will have to crow about is his little camps and getting brown people out of this fucking country. That will be the last thing.
The fake news media is doing everything they can to crash the economy. The news media is doing what they can to crash the economy. Because they think that would be bad for me and my reelection. The problem they have is that the economy is way too strong and we will soon be winning big on trade. And everyone knows that, including China.
China.
Which is a lie.
Right.
Then Trump retweeted his son's girlfriend.
Yes.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh, my God.
She tweeted, "Sleepy Joe has been on the wrong side of nearly every foreign policy decision he has ever made. He loves China and has been a big softie when it comes to holding them accountable.
Softie.
Maybe because his family has close financial ties to their government. Bad for America. Hashtag KAG.
Keep America great again, yes.
And Trump said, "Biden doesn't have a clue. I will solve the China problem."
Is that why Trump is siding with the Chinese government? With the riots and all that shit, I mean.
Oh, yeah, and something about a condo, some condo deals or something.
Why is our planet being driven into destruction because of real estate deals of just a few people?
True.
I mean, Jared Kushner wouldn't be up everybody's dick in the Middle East if it weren't for that goddamn building he has, 666 in Manhattan, right? It's underwater, right, and he needs the money to get out of it, so he's sucking everybody's dick in the Middle East for money. I mean, why are we allowing our country to be burned to the fucking ground because a few rich white people have real estate deals that suck? Jesus. Jesus. It's insane, guys.
Then, what is it, like an hour ago, he tweeted, Walmart, great indicator as to how the U.S. is doing, just released outstanding numbers. Our country, unlike others, is doing great. Don't let fake news convince you otherwise. Yeah, they're doing great. You know why? Because they pay $11 an hour to their slave their slave workers and don't give them more than 29.5 hours a week, because then they'd be full-time-ish and then they'd have to pay benefits and do other things.
Because you know what's striking? That story we did a while back about Walmart, and I'm going to get this wrong, but if I remember correctly, their workers, a lot of their workers get food stamps, right?
Yes.
But
there was a picture taken one time in a Walmart in the employee lounge of a sign giving people instructions on how to apply for food stamps.
But they're working
at Walmart.
So our government is going to give them the extra money they need to eat.
And conservatives and the rich have decided that can you imagine what working an 8-hour shift in a fucking Walmart is like? Horrible.
But
the conservatives and the rich fucks have decided that that is unworthy.
Oh, yeah.
That is not noble work.
Absolutely.
They don't respect work. They don't respect labor. They talk about hard work and everything. Meanwhile, though, the idea of hard work for them is, oh, my God, I've got two lunches today.
Why don't you get a better
job? Lunch meetings today.
Why don't you get on a sitcom, dickhead? Ever thought of that? I mean,
I just don't get it.
But the crazy thing is, right, is that they're on the food stamps, but then the food stamps get spent at Walmart.
Oh, yeah, sure. They accept food stamps there.
So it's hard for me to wrap my mind around this. So they employees there don't make enough money to buy all the food they need to exist.
Correct.
The government gives them food stamps, and then they take those food stamps and they use them at Walmart.
At their employer.
So our government is actually paying Walmart to
Welcome
keep people
to capitalism.
Poor. To keep people poor.
Welcome to capitalism.
Am I wrong?
No.
But it doesn't make any sense. Why are we doing that?
Welcome to greedy vulture capitalism.
These Walmarts are all over the place.
They're cancer.
They're all over the place, dude. I mean.
Yeah. Over to the Drudge Report.
And they have enough money. That corporation has enough money to pay people a decent wage, right?
Trump just did a little hole dribble about the fact that they've got the greatest numbers. That means those Waltons are making more than $4 million an hour that we found out the other day.
But they would still have great numbers. They would still have great numbers.
Sure.
And you know what? I'm not an economist, but maybe they would have great numbers. And then the people that work at Walmart would have more income, and they might spend that at Walmart. And they would still make the money. I don't understand it.
Even the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the famous AIPAC.
Yes.
Has condemned Israel's decision to bar the representatives.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
We disagree with Reps Omar and Tlaib's support for the anti-Israel and anti-peace, that's bullshit, EDS movement.
Right.
Along with Rep Tlaib's call for a one-state solution, we also believe every member of Congress should be able to visit and experience our democratic ally, Israel, firsthand.
Cool. Yes.
That's the correct response.
Right.
What Bibi did. Well, this is interesting.
Yes.
The Drudge Report. Warren packs crowds in New Hampshire.
Oh, shit. Damn. She's going to win New Hampshire, dude.
Warren spoke to a crowd. Oh, my God. A I'm sorry, I have an ad blocker. Yes, I do have an ad blocker. Spoke to a crowd of more than 700 in some little fucking town, some scenic farm, Franconia.
Yes. Dude, there's an active shooter in Escambia County, or there was. Shit. That's crazy.
The senator from Massachusetts faced questions from back home. Oh, well, what's happening is, you know, she had spoken about Michael Brown.
Yeah.
A little bit. On, I think we're at or near the anniversary.
Yeah.
Of when he was killed.
That cop. That
she
cop.
She tweeted about the 5-year anniversary.
That cop said he morphed into a fucking demon.
She said he was murdered.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She then said, what matters is a man was shot, an unarmed man, in the middle of the street by police officers and left to die. I think that's where our focus should be.
Yeah.
She mentioned about that. Meanwhile, some asshole police association back in Massachusetts saying she's reckless what she said.
He was murdered.
But he was a demon.
He was murdered. Imagine a cop. A cop act like, who did Michael Brown, Darren Wilson, the guy that murdered Michael Brown, when he said that he morphed into a demon, who was he talking to? That was to the investigator, right?
Yeah.
He said that he knew what he was saying was on the fucking record.
A demon, yeah.
The cops are racist as fuck. Fuck off.
The second headline, all in red, big Iowa lead.
No shit.
A new Iowa starting line change research poll shows Elizabeth Warren up to a commanding lead in the Iowa caucus.
Damn. Holy shit.
Warren, in their poll, is the top pick of likely Iowa caucus goers.
Yes.
28%. With an 11-point lead over Jolton Joe Biden.
Oh, my God.
Who is tied for second with Bernie Sanders.
Oh, shit, guys.
Both at 17%.
Sounds like somebody has a plan.
Mayor Pete moving up.
Right.
13%. Kamala Harris dropping, interestingly enough.
Oh, shit, man.
Down to 8%. Cory Booker and Beto. Beto is getting a little bump. I think... because of his righteous and rightful reaction to what happened with the two shootings.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know.
Because he's up a couple of points now, right, all of a sudden.
You think he'll run for Senate?
He still needs to get the fuck out and run for Senate.
He will, right?
And Hickenlooper's out today, by the way. It's official. Then we've got Tulsi Gabbard, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer.
Oh, okay.
And Steve Bullock, all at 2%.
Yeah.
And everybody else is.
Good luck, everyone.
Not on the radar.
Best of luck to you all.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, man.
Well, it is amazing, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be goddamn amazing. Go on that fucking blog of hers.
In May, the change from May, she was at 12% and in fourth place. She's gained 16 points. Wow. In that same time, Biden has lost 7.
Yes.
Bernie has lost 7.
So what is it? Are people getting to know her and they like it?
Yeah.
That's the only way to explain that.
Right.
Wow.
And all they've got on her is Pocahontas. I mean, if she was the nominee, all Trump has on her is Pocahontas, and you can call her a socialist. But she says, I'm not a socialist, I'm a capitalist. But it's got to be a fair playing field.
Yeah.
And these evil Republicans and the one percenters, they don't want a fair playing field. In fact, we don't have a fair playing field thanks to them.
Will Trump want to debate her?
No. I don't think so.
But he has that Pocahontas thing. He likes it. He likes it, though.
I think he has enough self-awareness. He bailed out of that one, remember?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. You're right. Whatever happened to that money? He bailed out of that debate, that group debate, and he said he was going to do a fundraiser that night.
I think they've finally, after like a fucking year and after some, I thought there were some news stories about it. Suddenly a check showed up.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm going to donate to the veterans. Kamala down 2 points since May.
Yes.
Beto down two. So I guess Beto wasn't having a little bump in Iowa.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe Beto gets out and runs for the Senate. Damn. Run for the Senate, please.
Warren, Sanders most popular among 18 to 34 year olds.
Yes.
But Warren is then the most popular, I think. Yeah, 35 to 49, she's the most popular. 50 to 64. And 65 plus, it looks like she's tied with Biden.
No shit.
Man. God, she would rip Trump a new fucking asshole in a debate.
It would be spectacular.
You think Trump would follow her around the stage like a shark?
Well, he might try, and she would turn around and say, "Get the hell out of my space." Yeah.
Right. Point that finger at him. I like that.
You're not gonna intimidate me. Get out of my space.
What did she call Donald Trump? What did she call him? Maybe it was last election, a money grubber, what?
It's always good. Whatever.
Angry
it is.
Little money grubber, a racist, angry little fucking money grubber.
So Elizabeth Warren, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, it's about, you know, you mentioned that. You said why does he like the thing with China? What's his deal with that? And you said something about a condo.
I really thought I read somewhere that there's some sort of
that's crazy
Trump organization trying to get into China deal.
These rich people, this is evidence. These Republicans and Trump's presidency, it's evidence that these ultra rich people can't be trusted. They're monsters. They have to be regulated.
Most of them, yeah.
I don't know.
And especially the multi-generational ones. They're worthless carbuncles.
Yeah. You mean the Walmart kids?
To Trump himself.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. He's the poster child of what's wrong with our system. Somebody whose father, corrupt and racist and evil, and a slumlord,
right,
nonetheless, worked his way up from nothing. And although didn't the grandfather run brothels or something like that? So maybe there was some family money. But his dad did all the work, started this empire, and his stupid, worthless son, who got the wheels greased for him his whole fucking life.
Yes.
Gets handed $400 million empire. when he's 2 years old, he's making a couple hundred grand a year already by the money that daddy put away for him.
And he fucks it away.
Pissed it away. Made bad decisions.
Well, he could have just sat there, right?
Right.
He could have put the money in the bank and sat there with his thumb up his asshole.
And then became a clown.
Oh, yes.
And became a clown.
Right.
Doing reality TV.
Yes.
Meanwhile, trying to pay for shady dealings he made to stay afloat with all these Russians and the Russian money laundering and all that shit in the 90s.
What a great story of success. And the guy ends up being president.
Yeah,
because a bunch of Americans are goddamn racist and gullible to Russian propaganda.
And look
it's
at
so
Don
sad.
Jr. and Eric.
Oh,
worthless.
Well, listen,
worthless.
I don't want to look at Eric. You can look at Eric. I'm
Ivanka,
not looking at
worthless.
Yes.
Oh, she's a brilliant businesswoman.
Ooh.
You fucking tell me she would have her own clothing line.
You know what's funny?
If she wasn't a Trump,
of course not. I read somewhere that Don Jr. and Ivanka have differing issues on gun control, and Trump refers to Don Jr. as his expert on guns. What the fuck kind of presidency? Why are we being subjected to these fucking lunatics? God.
Good news?
Yes.
President Trump's disapproval rating has jumped to 56% in a Fox News survey.
Damn.
Just 1 point shy of his record high. This is record high disapproval rating.
Shit, man. And on Fox, right?
43% still inexplicably say they approve of his job performance.
Did you say this was good news?
Well, yeah, 56%.
Okay, you're right. I can't think of this. You're right. But then that many people, 43% of people polled, approve of what he's doing. They approve of this?
His not good for him. Men, he has a record disapproval now.
Wow. Jeez. Amazing.
With 53%. 46% of white men.
Oh, God.
Race has nothing whatsoever to do with it.
Oh, yes.
And really bad news for him, 64% of independents
don't like him.
Disapprove of him.
And these assholes will probably stay home and just not vote.
I don't know. I think he's pretty inspiring to people to get out and vote.
Trump?
Yeah.
And to vote the other way.
I think there's something to be said for people who stayed home because they were lukewarm on Hillary and they thought no way he's going to win. They looked at the polls that were like, she's got a 9 in 10 chance of winning. There's no way he's going to win. And I think there were people who were like, they don't need us. But after how horrible he has been.
Yeah.
Cartoonishly evil. I think those people will be like, oh, okay, we're going to get
out and vote. Well, the recession, if this recession starts and it starts between before the election, will it make a difference?
Oh, yeah, he's done.
Yeah, but they're so racist, dude.
But I think he's done. I think he's done anyway. I'm almost sure.
Can I just say one thing? There's this active shooter. He's done. They shot him or something in Escambia County. He didn't kill anybody, but I just looked at the story and the person. There's a clip of David Morgan of the Escambia County Sheriff's Department making a statement about it. The same guy that's implicated in that fucking sex ring with a minor or whatever the fuck that was. Are you kidding me with these cops? Are you fucking kidding me? Good
God. 59% of back to the poll, 59% of voters in the poll say they are unhappy with the way things are going in the country. The same proportion say the president is 59% say he's tearing the country apart.
59%.
But only 31% say he's drawing the country together. So that means that there are people who know that he's tearing the country apart, but they still approve.
Who? Wait.
Right?
Yes. I misheard you. I thought you said something about bringing the country together. People thought that.
31% say he is drawing the country together.
You're reading that wrong.
31% say he is drawing the country together.
Why? I can understand 31% of the people are racist and the dickbags. Why would they?
I don't know. That's really defying reality.
I mean, that really is. That must mean you live in a box under the ground somewhere. But
that means some of them are at least honest. They say, well, we don't care if he's tearing the country apart. He hates black people. So
you're drawing the white people together. Yeah. Or something. Wow. Well, that's good.
So
that's good news, right?
Good news for decent people.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy, man. I mean, if you just think about the poll and the other way, the people that believe he's bringing us together.
I need my left hand.
Send her back. I mean, are you kidding me? She doesn't give a fuck what hand you need, man. She doesn't give a fuck. She's like, as soon as I'm done napping over here, I'm going to go bite that other guy's feet because it's funny.
I need my left hand to do the mouse thing.
Yeah.
She's
not helping you.
So that's the latest poll. That's I guess good news.
That's good.
More people hate him, right? Fewer people like him, which is all we can ask for.
Yep. Mm.
Great job, America.
Yeah.
Guys are,
yeah. It's really good. You know, it's like,
I don't know.
It's like this whole planet is just all fucked up. It's like watching the news is insane. Did you see that the protesters were using lasers to interrupt the facial recognition?
Hong Kong. Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. I miss that story. That's an old one, but I put that up on Crab Diving if anybody likes lasers.
We have a story. I gotta save this for tomorrow. I just saw the headline though. Rick Wiles, a little tease for tomorrow, everybody.
Oh God.
Faithless Friday tomorrow.
Yay.
2 to 4 PM Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Rick Wiles is insane. He's been talking about hell a lot lately, right?
Okay.
If I remember correctly. God.
I'm sure.
Yes.
In some capacity.
Yes. Coach Dave is the craziest out of them all. I will say that. He's the craziest. I stand by that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that goes to a clinic and yells at women and harasses women on the way into
that Mark Taylor
healthcare
says batshit stuff, but he's a fraud and a blatant fraud. I think Coach Dave may be a real believer. He's so stupid.
Right.
Looks like Mark Taylor said something too.
Yeah, look up Coach Dave on YouTube and watch ironically, please. Don't get into it or anything, but you got to see who we're talking about. He's a fucking asshole. Or look him up on Media Matters or something.
Oh boy. We got a Mark Taylor quote for tomorrow too.
Yes.
So tune in tomorrow, everybody. It'll be an action-packed Faithless Friday.
Fuck Trump.
For y'all.
Right.
We haven't heard from Pat Robertson in a little bit. I wonder if he's okay.
he's just fine. Darren Wilson said Michael Brown was a demon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who's it? Then what is Pat Robertson? Surely Pat Robertson's a demon. Must be. I mean, he doesn't die.
He's eternal.
Yeah.
Who's the guy from Esquire? Charlie Pierce wrote about the story we did yesterday with Pat Buchanan is back on PBS with the new McLaughlin Group or something. And he said the conservative undead. When will we be free of these conservative undead?
These fucking vampires. I watched, what was that show? True Blood. Those vampires weren't racist, right?
Not all of them.
Some of them were cool, and you could party with them, and it'd be all right.
Before you died.
Not these guys. These vampires. Do not fuck with these vampires. These vampires will fuck your shit up.
Steve King, everybody's like, no.
Nine!
Everybody wants him to quit.
Oh, God!
I find that highly unlikely, because they did there's some dude in Iowa interviewing people in his district, which I think is the fourth, let's shame them, the fourth district of Iowa. Shame on you.
I mean, you know, at least we understand your politics.
Of course, the first two people they interview are two old white guys. Ooh. And the first thing the one old white guy says is, Steve King is a good Christian man.
Well, great. Jeez.
And he's been a good representative. And this is all blown out of proportion. This is the media making stuff about this stuff he said.
That's how the right wing nut job brain gets around all the horrible shit these people say, right? They'll say, they won't deny that he said it. But what they will say is that the media blew it out of proportion.
Yeah, right.
And somehow, I don't know, that makes it all right in their mind. They're able to square it away in that fashion.
Yesterday King defended eliminating rape and incest exceptions from abortion bans by suggesting that there wouldn't be any population of the world left if there were abortions. He was like,
I'll
be honest. I can't say that, you know, if you got rid of every person who is the product of rape or abortion, I can't say that none of my ancestors in the past, I might not be here.
That is the crazy argument. From these anti-choice people, they're like, got it. Imagine if, you know, like Neil deGrasse Tyson was aborted. We wouldn't have his brain or something like that. You know, that's the lunacy. That is the craziness from which they are speaking, right? That's what they mean.
Sure.
Are you guys children? It's like it's childlike. The stupidity is childlike. It's naive.
Over at Media Matters, though,
right?
Yesterday's full coverage throughout the entire day, MSNBC, 40 minutes and 28 seconds about Steve King's bullshit.
How long?
40 minutes.
40.
Yeah.
That's
for all the shows throughout the day. You know, it's a couple minutes per show, probably.
That's not enough.
A few minutes.
Yeah.
CNN, 54 minutes.
Wow.
28 seconds.
Yes.
The entire day of the 14th.
That's zero.
Fox News, I shit you not, 1 minute and 22 seconds.
See, dude, that's why. That's right. Why those dickheads say that in Iowa or wherever. They're like, well, you know, the media. God.
And that's why people like that woman at the Justin Amash town hall that one day, when he listed all the shit that was in the Mueller report.
Oh, she didn't know.
And she was like, I had no idea.
Well, I mean, my God, they're not talking about it. All you listen to is Fox News. You're in this goddamn bubble.
Well, she it seemed like she had enough self-awareness to say, she said, you know, I listen to Fox every day. She goes, I had no idea.
You know, you go out, you know, in Pensacola and in certain areas, you can go out to a bar or fucking play a restaurant or something. You can find a diversity of opinions, I think, sometimes, you know, not often, but here and there, you know,
slightly less racist.
There are pockets of liberals,
yes,
you know, yes, in this city. But I think in Iowa, maybe where Steve King is, there's no pockets.
I don't know. Yeah.
There's just no, everybody listens to Fox News and they watch it. And that's what they think the reality is. Why is there an Iowa caucus? Why?
I don't know.
I mean,
and they really crow about it like they're the kingmakers or something like that.
Yeah. Well, who
and
do they?
And the media, it's a horse race for them.
The Iowa caucus is why you got in, why you got found interest in politics, right? Well, you got
it. It was the first defibrillation I felt when.
Yeah.
I was 2 or 3 years old, and,
yeah,
and the aforementioned Pat Robertson came in second in the Iowa caucuses, and I was like, wait, what?
What the fuck? That means there are people in that state at the time that had a real desire. They really wanted Pat Robertson to be president. If they took the time to participate in that caucus and vote for him, that means they love that guy.
Yes.
That is fucked up. That's pretty funny. We're doing a podcast. Do you know this?
He's talking to the dog. Who's,
yeah, intern.
Just had her head on my chest looking straight up. Right, at me. It was right, a little creepy to funny. Be honest. So Fox failed to cover Representative Yay. Steve King's latest abortion comments.
It's really bizarre. It's really bizarre. That you could almost say, like, I don't know. I don't know how to. It's just stupid. It's really appealing to the lowest,
The dumbest, you mean?
In that party, you know?
What a shock.
Yeah, every potential.
But that's all they've got left.
Yes. I agree with you.
Are the dumber and more racist.
What happens when the economy tanks? What happens? They're going to blame that on the brown people, of course. They're going to blame that on immigration. But how is Trump running on the fucking economy?
Well, right. I mean, he can't crow about the economy is the greatest anymore. I mean, he'll lie. He will claim there'll be people flinging themselves out of windows after the stock market crashes again. And he'll be crowing about something.
Because we know.
We know this is the best economy. Don't believe the media.
But most people know the tariffs are bad.
Sure.
I mean, will people put up with the fact that you could reverse the tariffs and make the economy better, or will they just be able to stick with it and say Trump knows best in a recession?
I think they'll still say Trump knows best.
Even though... God.
Some of them.
No, oh, God.
There's
disgusting.
Yeah, there's... It's a cult now at this point.
Yeah.
there's going to be a certain percentage that you're not going to get rid of. I don't know, 30% maybe?
Wow.
Or something?
Jesus.
That literally don't care. These evangelicals that are the whores and liars have basically said, yeah, we're hypocrites. We're okay with it. He's given us what we want. He's packing the SCOTUS with right-wing nutjobs who are going to overturn Roe and get rid of gay marriage and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And because they're playing the victim card. They want to be persecuted. Whatever they think persecuted is. Meaning they want to be called out for being racist. Or homophobic or whatever the fuck it is.
It's very racist of you to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to play the race card when you're being racist.
The Democrats are the racists. They're the ones who want to keep the blacks on the welfare.
It really is crazy. That's like saying, hey, it's raining outside. Oh, you're going to play the weather card? Yeah! God!
It's a batshittery.
Yes.
Abounding in Fox News, allegedly.
Yes.
I mean, alleged news.
Yeah, yeah.
1 minute of coverage on Steve King's horrific comments.
That's fucking crazy.
But fair and balanced. Right?
Over there, Pat.
Isn't that their?
Absolutely.
Isn't that their vibe?
What's it like in the green room over there at Fox in the break room? Lou Dobbs is hanging out with Stuart Varney, they're sucking each other off. Mm. Hannity's filming. Yeah, you know, what does Shep Smith do? Shep Smith is hanging out at Fox every day. Does he yell at Hannity? Does he take him aside and say, "Listen, you motherfucker, you're full of shit. Quit fucking this country up, you motherfucker." Does he say that?
They've had little snit, didn't they? Like,
did they fight?
Yeah. Shep said something on his show.
Yeah.
And I think it was maybe about the Seth Rich stuff or whatever, right, when Hannity was spewing the Seth Rich conspiracy theory.
And Fox told him to not do it.
And he kept doing it. Yeah. And he kept doing it. And then a couple days later, he stopped.
You know, Shep, you really should get off that station and get to another network. It's the bad network you're on. They're bad.
Not good people.
And
not the best.
And what you said about Jennifer Lopez years ago, I agree with you. I don't remember exactly what you said, but it was fucking hilarious. So I don't remember that. He's like, he was reading the teleprompter and something about Jennifer Lopez, the word job.
Oh, blowjob.
He said something. He said,
Yeah.
So he said the word blowjob, and then he apologized.
I made a mistake there. Won't happen again, remember?
Yeah.
Won't happen again.
Oh, that's funny.
I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us, by the way, everybody. Look at the time. We're gonna be doing this again tomorrow for Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yay.
5 to 7.
That's right, Pat.
Eastern type coast.
Right.
We've got trending on Twitter earlier.
Yes.
Was something like, let me see if it's still trending. Let me see what the exact trend was. So it's about Devin Nunes.
How's his cow doing?
Well, I believe it was his cow that started the trend.
Yes. That was fun, wasn't it?
I haven't heard anything about that lawsuit, but it takes a long time, by the way.
By the way, I just want to say shout out to listener Lynette. I believe she's suffering in Twitter jail right now for some reason.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We're going to break you out.
Huh?
We're going to break you out.
Oh, no, I know. Well, I want to know what she...
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you DM while you're in Twitter jail? Or can you not do anything in Twitter jail?
I have no idea.
How did you find out she's in jail?
Oh, we were chatting on Insta, and she told me she's in Twitter jail. I had no idea.
I am a farmer like Nunes.
Yes.
Was trending. Because Devin Nunes' cow,
yes,
Where is it? Devin Cow. It's at Devin Cow.
So crazy. I love that. I love the idea that Devin Nunes has a cow, but they don't get along. And the cow has a Twitter account. It just doesn't make any sense. It's so funny to me. I mean, does Devin Nunes' cow live in the backyard or something? She just walk around the backyard, hanging out by the pool, shitting all over the place. They yell at each other.
this is the, if you don't know about Devin Nunes' cow, it's one of the accounts that is inexplicably being sued by Devin Nunes.
Oh, yeah.
For like a gazillion dollars. Or he wants Twitter. He's suing Twitter to out them because he wants the names of whoever is behind Devin Nunes' cow because they said something nasty about him.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's got to be, they must argue all the time. The cow of Devin Nunes is hanging out in Devin's front yard. He's like, oh, you're going to sue me? What do you think about this? Takes a big crap all over the driveway.
Meanwhile, Devin Nunes' cow, the account had like 1,000 followers at the time. And now has 600,000 followers thanks to his bullshit.
Mission accomplished, dickhead. How many? Wait. Yeah, 600,000. Devin's Twitter account must be less.
Oh, no.
What?
Devin Nunes' cow retweeted somebody making fun of our representative.
Oh, Matt?
Who was on...
Matt Gaetz?
Hannity.
Oh, shit. What?
God, what a 69 fest this is. A couple of Hannity balls bouncing off of his eyebrows.
You know, quick comment here that Matt Gaetz, congrats to Matt Gaetz. He was found... the Florida bar decided he didn't say anything threatening.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Michael Cohen.
Right.
Yesterday, Matt Gaetz tweeted, 4 members of Congress were shadow banned. This is not true, by the way. Utterly not true.
Your children, though. They're children.
Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Devin Nunes, and me. I don't think that's a coincidence. Digital platforms should play by the same rules as other platforms. That's not more government. It's less. And them taking responsibility for bias... No, if the government steps in and tells them you have to amplify our message,
then that's state-run media.
More government.
That's a lot more fucking government. Right? I mean, if they actually come in and say...
And they have no evidence they were shadow banned. Zero.
Right.
The only evidence they can have is saying, I don't know why my tweet didn't get a lot of likes.
But also, okay... Twitter's private. I own Twitter. Let's say I own Twitter, if I want to shadow ban Shelby, hey.
Right.
It's my platform, motherfuckers. Go to some other platform if you don't like it.
4 members of Congress have been shadow banned by Twitter. Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes, and Matt Gaetz. Now, I don't think that's a coincidence that we were the only 4 that received that treatment, but we can work to remove some of the special protections that only social media and digital platforms enjoy in the law that protect them from liability that would apply to this news channel or your podcast or even the Wall Street Journal. And I think that...
What? Name the laws that don't apply...
This is bullshit.
To Twitter.
Yeah.
That do apply to Fox News. There's no more fairness doctrine. There's nothing like that anymore, which is why we have the cancer that is Fox News.
Right.
Because they're not held accountable to be factual to present both sides fairly.
Why is it in Canada that Fox News is not allowed to be called news?
Yeah, they were not categorized in their cable or something like that as a non-news station. They made them entertainment or something.
God, in America, there's no protections for shit.
I want to know what laws he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what laws are you talking about? He's on Hannity, so, you know, I mean, he's speaking while Hannity's running his tongue over his starfish.
I mean, isn't he a goddamn lawyer? Shouldn't he list the fucking laws?
Is Gaetz a lawyer?
Yeah, the Florida bar.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Your podcast or even the Wall Street Journal. And I think that they ought to have to play by the same rules as other platforms if they're choosing to be editorial. That's not more government. That's actually less government and them having to take more responsibility for their bias. 4 members of Congress have been shadowed.
If they want to be editorial.
Okay.
Again, what editorial rules are Fox or other journalistic endeavors held to.
He's saying if Twitter
there's no
wants,
law that says you can't be editorial or you have to present fair the other side.
I'm trying to understand. So he's saying Twitter is being editorial when they're shadow banning these four dickbags. Is that what he's saying?
Oh, Lynette is not in Twitmo.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lynette. I thought you were. I misread.
Twitmo?
Who's,
yeah, that's hilarious. She said that.
Twitmo.
CBS tweet doing well. Our CBS tweet.
Oh, good.
We'll get to that story in a fucking second. Yes. So anyway, Devin Nunes cow.
Yes.
Got the hashtag I'm a farmer like Devin.
You want to sue me, motherfucker? I'm going to fuck your hot tub up.
I am a farmer like Nunes. Man, Devin Nunes cow is quite prolific.
I'm, dude, yeah, I'm man.
Scrolling and scrolling.
Got 1,000 followers
today.
Dude's got a following. Cow's got a following.
I literally, I'm only at 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
And I'm scrolling. A lot of retweets.
Shit.
Devin Nunes cow.
Digging it.
I think they retweeted a whole they retweeted a whole bunch of the funny hashtag.
Oh, okay.
That people are hashtag farmer. This person says, I have a couple cardinals nesting in my backyard. I'm a farmer like Nunes. Anyway, the story is that Devin Nunes like bought a stake in some farm.
Yes.
Devin Nunes brags about being a farmer, but an Esquire expose in 2018 outed him for not only not ever having a farm.
Right.
But his entire family moved out of the district in Iowa.
Okay.
In response to being called out as fraud, Nunes bought a farm. Devin, his brother Anthony, and his parents, Anthony Jr. and Tony, sold their California farmland in 2006.
Yes.
Anthony Jr. and the wife, who also is treasurer of every one of Devin's campaigns.
Oh, shit.
Used their cash from the sale to buy a dairy 1,800 miles away in Sibley, Iowa. Where, I guess they've lived. Okay. But according to the Fresno Bee, the revolution was a new one to show up in Nunes's financial disclosure statement. Nunes had avoided releasing his disclosure statement. But it's now revealed that he is officially a farmer for the first time in over 10 years. So he keeps saying he's a farmer.
Yes.
He takes a lot of campaign photos on farmland with farmers, though.
Oh, okay.
On other farmlands, farmers' farmland.
Yes.
They think he's only making between $0 and $15,000 on the farm. It's unclear if he's co-owner or simply owns the land.
Okay. So he's not really a farmer.
The move came after he was mocked by local Democratic groups for claiming to be a dairy farmer who didn't own or operate any dairy farm.
Yes. He didn't have any. He's a dairy farmer with no cow, but this one cow, the Twitter cow.
Meanwhile, for the amount of money he spent on it.
Yes.
One Democratic political strategist said that's either the tiniest farm we've seen or it's poor acreage. I've never heard of farmland that cheap.
Right.
Like he spent $1,000 on this farm.
Right. Jeez. $1,000 bucks.
Yeah.
Did he go back in time to spend money on this farm? I mean, that could be a lot of money if it's the 1800s.
This person says, I just downloaded Farmville 2. I'm a farmer like Nunes.
Does Nunes, I mean, I don't know how to milk a cow. Have you ever milked a cow?
Yes.
What's it like?
Exactly how you would think. You're grabbing a cow tit and squeezing it and squeezing out milk.
I mean, you have to like.
No.
It's subtle.
There's a yeah. You can't just yank on it.
Got a squirter over here.
This farm seems like a sham.
Yeah.
Like he put a little bit of money either into part ownership or he bought the tiniest farmland in Iowa, like 100 square feet.
Yes.
And just so he can still claim to be a dairy farmer.
God.
He can still claim to be a farmer.
Well, wouldn't you think, if you were doing that, wouldn't you think that would be, someone would be able to see through that pretty easily? I mean, I don't know. Or maybe nobody would give a fuck.
So I wonder if they're...
He's a cosplay dairy farmer.
I wonder if they're going to add to the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
For defamation.
Oh, that's right.
Against the cow.
Shit, man.
What else do we have?
I mean, can the cow sue? I guess can the cow sue Devin for a wrongful lawsuit or something like that? Or frivolous lawsuits or whatever the fuck?
I think there should be.
But it's the person who actually owns a Twitter account. I mean, I know the cow doesn't exist.
Right. And the first... litigation is Devin Nunes suing Twitter,
right,
to out the cow.
Yes.
And his mom.
Yeah.
The other account. Devin Nunes's mom. Another parody account.
How did it started out as the mom, right? And then it morphed to the cow.
It was both of them.
Okay.
That they want the names of, because somehow they defamed him.
That's funny.
But he's also suing the Sacramento Bee for doing a story that's 100% true.
Wow. Well,
of his involvement. All they did was mention in a story about, I don't know, there was some corruption or something about some winery.
Yes.
That he was a small investor in. So they didn't even intimate that he was involved in any shenaniganry or anything.
Right.
They just mentioned that he was also part owner of this winery that was involved in something.
Yeah.
That's what he's pissed about.
Okay. Jeez. God, these people. Snowflakes.
And apparently Devin Nunes' cow and Devin Nunes' mom tweeted that shit out and made fun of him and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that happens, right? I mean, if you're going to be a dickhead, you're going to get made fun of.
He felt upset about
Jesus
that.
Christ. It's like these.
There's such snowflakes.
I was really about to say the same thing. God.
It's hilarious how just how, what baby men they are.
It's got to be that they understand they're ridiculous, right? At their core, they understand they're ridiculous. So when someone calls him out for being that way, it really fucks with him because they know how stupid they're being, but they don't want to fucking realize it or face it.
Yeah.
Or I'm just totally wrong and he doesn't give a fuck. Listen, I watched a lot of Frasier to come to that opinion.
A lot of Frasier.
Yes.
They're talking about a reboot, by the way.
No, no, no. No. What the fuck?
Yes.
You want to see that? Wait. Do I want to see that? Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch it. I'll give it a shot.
I just said Frasier three times. I'm going to reverse my stance and say yes.
John Mahoney's no longer with us, though.
I heard they're going to add him in digitally,
yeah,
right?
That's really creepy. And Moose is no longer with us.
Who?
Eddie.
Oh, my God.
Eddie the dog. No longer with us.
Ah, Shelby. Audition. I think she'd be great. as the new Eddie. Eddie 2. You want to be Eddie 2?
Eddie was trained, I believe.
Hey, this dog's trained.
Oh, yeah. At what?
Biting my fucking feet. Well, they're not protected in Crocs.
the Croc armor.
I am Crocless. Do not approach.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his wife are safe after a plane crash, y'all.
Damn.
Just so you know.
Jeez.
So the CVS thing.
Yay.
Is some bullshit.
Right.
And it's also been outed that CVS and like members of its board are major drone donors to Donald J. Trump's campaign.
Oh, I love it. Perfect.
Hashtag boycott CVS trending. Hashtag CVS denies care.
Shit.
Trending.
Did they not want to give someone, like birth control or something?
Yes, they have stopped. There's something called Pill Club, I believe, which is a I don't know if it's a discount program or something for birth control pills.
Yes.
And they have decided they will no longer be doing that.
Mm. God. You know, in other countries, they're reasonable with this shit. You can just buy birth control, right? Over the counter.
Sure.
Why not here? What the fuck? Why not? Why do we want to legislate the puss?
Something to do with the Pill Club.
Okay.
It says CVS is facing boycotts over a dispute with healthcare startup Pill Club, which says that the drugstore giant is planning to cut reimbursement rates.
Oh, great.
Move would raise costs for those customers, add another barrier to birth control access.
Oh, thank you. That's great.
CVS says the accusations are misleading, though.
You know, sometimes people just want to have sex to have sex. They don't want to fill up the world with little fucking people. Do you know what I mean?
That's very unchristian.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The argument is that cutting reimbursement rates would disrupt women's access to birth control pills, particularly low-income women.
Yes.
Along with those living in rural areas and women with disabilities who may not be able to access a physical pharmacy. This is for, like, mail order.
Yeah.
Birth control.
Damn. So you get punished if you live out in the middle of nowhere and you still want to have sex. Jeez. Talk about big government.
Women need birth control delivered for many reasons. Physical challenges getting to the pharmacy, living in very rural areas, simple privacy concerns, or whatever, it doesn't really matter. What matters is they should not be financially punished by CVS.
Yes. Yes, of course.
And this person points out, the fact is birth control depends on taking the pill every day without a gap. Mail delivery of this prescription ensures there's no gap.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, right? If you can't get there, this, why would we have this? Why would you?
It's also, I looked it up. They have 16 people on their board of directors.
Yes.
12 old white dudes.
Oh, perfect, guys. Motherfucking perfect.
And the four women. Three white, and there's one woman of color on the board.
Oh, okay.
The lovely. Only person of color.
Right, right.
According to a 2018 Wall Street Journal article.
Yes.
Reviewing Federal Election Commission findings, the largest donors to Mr. Trump's campaign include political committees of the CVS Health Group.
Wow. Gee.
So these are anti-birth control, anti-women, anti-abortion, of course.
Right. I mean, this is sort of like, I mean, it's like legislating. It's like legislating.
Yeah.
But through a business.
And Trump is trying to, there's another story out about how Trump is trying to weaken the discrimination protections for government contractors so that they should, he thinks the government contractors should be able to say, you're gay, you're fired.
God. The government can fire a government contractor because they're gay. That's what he wants.
No, no, he wants the contractor to be able to fire. It's federal law that the government can't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, is it?
It's but if it's a private contractor, oh, I see.
But that would go against some state laws because there are adult states out there who do have protections.
Yeah.
For LGBTQ discrimination.
Hey, listen, if you want to.
There are states. Alabama.
Florida. Mississippi.
I don't know. I think Florida. I'm not sure.
Jeez.
But Mississippi and Alabama, absolutely, where it is 100% legal to fire you because you're gay.
God damn.
Perfectly legal. No protections whatsoever.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to check the date on my computer. It says 2019. Yeah. It's like 1961, is it?
No recourse. Can't sue. Nothing. I don't know. I'm not sure about Florida now.
Yeah. Well, don't look it up. It might be depressing.
I mean, I'm not betting either
way. Are you going to be shocked?
It's Florida.
Oh,
so,
yes.
But occasionally right. Florida surprises me.
Oy.
There's a lot of big cities with a lot of liberals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Florida.
Right.
They just need to outvote the rest of the
swamp dwellers. Oh, yes, of course. A fucking course, man.
So that's why boycott CVS is trending.
Yes.
Still. In the United States.
Yeah. Cool. Jeez. I mean,
keep your fucking morality choices to yourself.
Yeah.
You don't believe in birth control. Guess what? Don't use birth control.
Right.
But don't tell your employees, don't tell your customers that they can't do it.
I mean, my God, imagine your physician says, here's your prescription, and you go to CVS to pick it up. They will not fill it?
Yeah. Well, we have these cases of people who are taking abortion pills, like pills to induce abortion.
Yes.
Some of them, there was one woman who had a problem, like it was having a problem pregnancy or something was wrong, and she was supposed to take these pills and the pharmacist refused because of religious reasons.
And they'll just say, we'll go to the other pharmacist.
Well, that's the policy of so many of these pharmacies now, is that if they have some asshole pharmacist who won't do their job, they have to have someone there who will.
God damn, that's crazy, dude. That's crazy. Well, I guess, hey, that's a job creator, right? It's a weird fucking way.
Remember, that's the solution they tried to have with fucking Kim Davis when she said,
yes.
I'm not gay marrying anybody, even though it's the law. I don't care.
But somebody else in my office could.
And they said, well, here, let's do it this way. Have somebody else in your office sign it. And she said, no, because my name is still ultimately on the marriage certificate.
Then quit.
Right.
Then quit.
Well, yeah,
see, she's telling people, why don't you go somewhere else to get the license? And I'm telling her, why don't you go somewhere else to work if you don't want to do your fucking job?
That's the best thing that ever happened to her. She got to leap up upon that cross and become a darling to the right now.
She probably gets paid to speak. Is it true?
She travels
opening
the world, right?
She's opening for Diamond and Silk, isn't she?
Remember she went, meet and greet. Remember she went to Europe and was helping some evil right-wing governments.
Right.
Trying to implement anti-gay laws.
That's fucking crazy.
Like some of these foul Christianists spreading their disease.
You know, right? Like, we have the First Amendment in this country. But it seems right. It's just wrong to me that you could go to another country and advocate for the death of people. Why is that allowed?
Well, I don't think they were calling for death.
Oh, yes.
They definitely were trying to make sure there's no gay marriage and make sure that, you know, gay people can't teach and can't adopt.
Yeah. Wasn't there some politician that went to a country in Africa? And so they have some anti-gay law. Well, they'll put you to death if you're gay.
Oh, that was a preacher, Larry Klayman, he's an advocate. Okay. He actually was, I don't know if that was ever resolved. He was charged here for something because of that. Like, right. It was so heinous that he violated some law here.
Damn.
Like some human rights law or something like that.
Getting
involved in that.
Get your Jesus out of my face. Nobody likes it.
It is Trump's America.
Bye. You see that picture? I put up a promo. It said, like, Master Race coming through, and it's a couple of Trumpalos on scooters.
Exactly.
I love that one. That's funny to me. We got, like, little Make America Great Again t-shirts on. The Master Race, baby!
It is the Master Race.
Yay. Master this. Fuck you.
We got a few minutes left here on the big old show.
Oh, shit.
I'm just scanning the headlines. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you do,
we get paid, baby!
We get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Oh, brother. I almost want to read this one now instead of tomorrow.
Right.
Colorado pastor.
Right.
Is running for Congress.
Yes.
To replace a Republican.
Okay.
From Firestone. Her name is Representative Lori Sane from Firestone, Colorado.
Okay.
According to the Colorado Times reporter, this guy's name is Corey Sulean. S-E-U-L-E-A-N.
Ooh, Sulean.
He is the pastor of the Hopewell Baptist Church.
Okay. This is going to be batshit.
Hey, man.
This gentleman tells his congregants that women can't wear pants because they're immodest.
Okay. Pants are bad. So what do you wear? If they're immodest.
Skirts.
Okay. You have to wear something.
He got in front of the congregation, told women they can't wear pants. They should wear skirts or modest culottes.
God. You know, man. A modest culotte. I don't even know.
What's your big baggy pants?
I know, but it's just a funny term.
But this is, again, the, oh my God, I can see your physical form in pants.
Hey,
you whore. How dare you distract the menfolk?
Oh, yes.
With your whoritude, walking around showing your shapely legs and buttocks.
I'm going to go on a raping spree. That woman's in corduroys.
How is this different from a burqa?
It's not. It's not. It's the same idea, right?
Exactly.
It's the same. It's like a woman's body is too, I don't know what it is. Society can't handle the image of a woman's body, so you better fucking cover it up because we're loons.
His son.
Yes.
And his campaign manager.
Okay.
Benjamin Sulean. He deleted the post, by the way. Where he put that, the Facebook post.
Shit, yes.
It was a woman who posted on his campaign page.
Yes.
That, hey, this guy, we attended his church at one point. He would get in front of the congregation and tell women they can't wear pants.
Yes.
She wrote, Mr., I'm going to tell a woman in my congregation how to dress? Pick a better candidate. They deleted her comment.
Oh, shit.
The son said, I didn't delete it because of her comment. I didn't have a problem with what she said.
Yeah.
So who deleted it then?
Right.
He said, he's preached from the Bible what he believes, his interpretation, and what the Bible says about a woman dressing modestly. And he believes that in today's day and age, pants on a woman sometimes can show a woman's body immodestly.
Oh, my God. Jesus. What is this? What pill does this person need?
He just preaches the Bible straight as it is. Oh. And the Bible says a woman is to dress modestly.
Straight as it is? You mean the Word of God from years ago in English? Was he giving it to you in English? What? Did they find a bunch of scrolls somewhere in the middle of fucking nowhere? They're, look, here's the Bible. It's a pile of bullshit. And you know what? We're going to give it to a bunch of child fucking monks in the Vatican or something. They're going to write all the bullshit down, and then bam, there's your Bible. And then it gets translated into English. That's what we believe? Fuck you.
Fighting for Colorado's future. The first thing under core values, take a guess.
Fucking abortion.
Sanctity of life.
God.
We believe life begins at conception and that all life, born and unborn, is precious to God and worth defending.
Even if that life is not white.
There's no asterisk.
Okay.
So, but
okay.
Yes.
Good, good. Great. All life is precious.
Second core value?
Yes. Guns.
Oh, you read this.
No, I didn't.
Second Amendment rights.
I felt bad because I couldn't think of anything else to guess.
The Constitution clearly gives us the right to protect our families, our homes, and our persons.
A church? A church?
Well, he's a pastor.
Yeah, okay.
But this is his campaign site.
Oh, right, right. Oh, God. Guns.
Number three, oil and gas independence.
Okay.
I proudly stand with and support our oil and gas communities.
Hey, man. Fuck you.
School choice.
Yes.
In other words, we want the government to pay for our crazy religious schooling.
Oh.
Is what they mean. They want vouchers. Yes. They want the evil government. They want to be able to pull their snowflakes out of the evil public schools where there's black people.
Ha 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 ha.
And be able to put them in Christian schools and let the government, let taxpayers pay for that.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Religious freedoms. This nation was founded upon the idea of religious freedom. I concur.
Yes, sure.
The government needs to stay out of the house of God. I concur.
Right.
And let the citizens of our country worship God with the freedom from restraints that some in the government would want to put upon us. In other words, we want crosses everywhere.
Oh, yes.
We want 10 commandments in the schools. We want 10 commandments on the courthouse lawn everywhere as a fuck you.
Yes,
to
absolutely.
The non-Christian.
We're going to put a cross right up your asshole.
When they say
boy.
Religious freedom, they mean our freedom to shove our religion down your throats.
To put it all. It's all over everything, though. What are they talking about? What? Let me get. Where's my wallet? I think I've got. I might have money in there. I have a $5 bill. And on this $5 bill, it says, where does it say?
In God we trust somewhere.
In God we motherfucking trust.
Yeah.
Your cross already is. All your shit's everywhere. It's up our ass. Okay? You win.
His next core value is limited government, of course. Fight illegal immigration.
Hey, that's racism, sure.
Oh, here's this one. Traditional family. You
know
what that means.
Yes. Fuck gay people. That's what they're saying.
God's word is very clear that marriage is the holy union between one man and one woman. Our society is aiming at tearing down the traditional family unit and God's plans for families. Let's not forget that God's ways are always the best.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about traditional marriage, quote unquote. Marriage? Straight marriage? Oh, yes. That institution. Oh, how dignified that institution is.
And the conservatives really sanctify the fuck out of traditional
you
marriage.
You almost
don't
said stanktify.
They?
And I think you're right. They did stanktify
it.
They stanktified this whole fucking country. Suck a cock, motherfuckers.
That's about it. It's about time for us to leave anyway.
Damn. Stanctify this, bitch.
We will be doing this again.
Yay.
Tomorrow.
Jeebus.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, zombie. And good times here at the Waterfront Village. Open for the next 11 days.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.